Wait for me to come home.
It's Mark and Walt in the morning, Sunny 101.9. That's Ed Sheeran with Photograph. It is 8:11, just about 8:12 on this Tuesday morning. I'm Walt Lindela. With me in the studio now is Sarah Gopal, who is a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy in their Ishpeming location. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in the studio.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We wanted to do this as part of our regular updates with you folks about things that that you have some areas of interest in, and that is today you're talking about dealing with knee pain. And ongoing knee pain that's related with arthritis. Tell me about that a little bit.
You know, it's such a common thing. You know, people have injuries when they're younger. Sometimes they don't get fully addressed. That can lead to faulty mechanics that can lead to arthritis, or say they might have a tear in their meniscus that's in the knee, and they take part of it out, used to. Now they don't do that as often. And then that can lead to arthritic changes as people age. So it's a common problem that often leads to the extreme surgery of a, you know, knee replacement. But you want to try to get it before it gets too severe. And just wanted to talk about exercises today and things you can do.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that in terms of this pain that could be there could make one not want to do anything with it at all, right? Like,
yes.
It hurts to move it.
Yes.
And what you're saying is exercise and things like that can help. Tell me about that a little.
So the key with any type of pain problem in your body is to find exercises that you can do without increasing the pain. You know, some people say no pain, no gain, you know, kind of a thing. And I'm not a big proponent of that.
Right.
You know, you do need to take the muscle to extreme fatigue in order to gain strength, but not a pain, joint pain problem. And I think some people just push through that sometimes and it is detrimental. So it's a matter of finding exercises that you can tolerate for your particular pain problem. But in the knees, there's many different types.
Now, what are some of them?
So, you know, some people like to run or walk. Sometimes that is too painful, and it's more what we would call like a weight-bearing type of exercise. Your body weight is on your body,
yes,
you know,
yes,
on your feet and your knees. So, you know, perhaps bicycling might be better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in on an elliptical machine might be a little bit better for you than the walking and the more compression that you get with running or walking. So elliptical might be better. Bicycle might be better. A rowing machine type of activity.
Maybe less
water.
That impact kind
yes,
of thing that
right.
could be causing
and
it.
That's
the motion. You want the motion.
Yes. And that's where water comes in. It
yeah.
can unload the body. And a lot of people are like, I don't want to get in, you know, pull all the time. But even once a week, try that and
sure.
then some other things. But water is great exercise.
We were talking about some exercises, but really one of the keys also, Sarah, is that it's very important to have leg strengthening, keep the legs strong. What are some things to keep in mind with that?
So, you know, the quadricep muscles in the front of the thigh are one of their main functions is shock absorption. So if they're stronger, they're going to absorb shock that will reverberate through the knee joint. And if it's arthritic, that reverberation will create pain. So trying to keep the quadriceps as strong as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The hamstrings are in the back. They are important, but the quads are the shock absorbers. And then also we often find weakness in the hips, the front of the hips, the side of the hips, especially in the posterior part of the hips. So exercises to help strengthen your hips and your thighs, but again, pain-free exercises.
Right.
And
right.
so, you know, weight-bearing versus non-weight-bearing type of exercises.
Mm-hmm.
But that is crucial. And, you know, people will say, oh, the x-ray showed I had this arthritis. So they're already thinking in their mind they're debilitated. And it's like, you know what? Don't look at the x-ray. You know, maybe you do have arthritis, but let's see where you can strengthen to decrease that pain. And it's very common that you can decrease the pain.
And you, the arthritis can be in a different space. It's not always the same, is
right.
it?
Right. So there's different locations, you know, so you have your two main big bones, the femur and the tibia. You can have arthritis between those two, which is very common.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also have arthritis behind your kneecap. And sometimes that arthritic type of process has become because of poor tracking, where the kneecap is not tracking well in the groove of the femur. So again, that comes back to strengthening to help that tracking issue.
So many different things. I mean, this is where obviously someone like yourself comes into play. And I know to mention that Active has options, including just maybe getting a quick look at something if something's bugging you, right?
Yes, we do offer free injury screenings. It's a 10 to 15 minute quick assessment to see, you know, where should you go? What direction should you take from here? You know, would physical therapy be beneficial? Or, you know, usually you always want to try a more conservative approach and before you would, you know, get injections or get surgery. Some people want a quick fix, but there is no such thing as a quick fix.
Yeah, sometimes this is where you come in, where you work with a physical therapist like yourself. And yes. I guess a good way to find out more is your website, which is?
StayActiveUP.com.
Sarah Gopal with us this morning, physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy at their Ishpeming location. Good to see you, and thanks for coming in.
Good to see you, and thank you for having me.